Graham Albans, producer on the Chris Evans Breakfast Show on Radio 2, the biggest radio show in Europe, and you're only 26.
That's right, assistant to the producer, I think you'll find. Yeah, 26 years old, and enjoy my job very much, yeah.
I mean, it seems to be that 26 for the demographic of Radio 2 is rather young. Is that something that you find difficult, or your bosses find difficult?
I hope my bosses don't find it too difficult. My whole team is quite young. We're younger than the people we're trying to target. We're certainly younger than our average age of our listener. I hope that we do hit home with most of the things that we produce, because I think if you're a good radio producer, you should be able to produce content for whoever your audience is. If you end up on Radio 4, or if you end up on Radio 1 targeting teenagers, if you know your audience, you should be able to target them and know what makes them tick. It certainly hasn't been a problem for me. I just think of my mum and dad. So if my mum and dad would find a certain feature funny, or they like a certain mix of music, then that's kind of a rough compass bearing for me.
So you don't find yourself shuffling around in slippers complaining about stuff all the time now?
No, but I do have a pipe on hand on my desk at all times.
In terms of radio as a job now, you know, I'm a bit older than yourself, just a bit. It was a really appealing job when I was younger. Is it still appealing now?
Absolutely. I'm very privileged to get to go and do some talks at student radio conferences in the UK. And there is a huge appetite to get into the industry, a huge hunger. I went and did a lecture at university, and some people stayed behind because they were interested in picking some material. And I sort of asked, you know, vaguely, who's interested in getting to radio, specifically radio. This is a kind of a broadcasting degree. And they were all raising their hands. They all loved radio. I think the hunger for doing something live, radio beats TV hands down. And all these young people having creative ideas who want to get them on air in minutes. I think radio really cultivates that culture of creativity more so than any other medium, I think, in my opinion.
Do you get most of the younger people you speak to, like at student radio, etc.? They all want to be on air. They all want to be the next Chris Evans rather than producing, or rather than doing the news, etc., etc.
I'm not sure if anybody thinks they want to be the next Chris Evans. The next Nick Grimshaw, maybe. But there's a lot of presenters. Some of them are very, very talented indeed. There's a lot of specialist music nuts. But there's also a lot of people who have got creative ideas with social media and behind the mic as well. So there's a lot of people. Very, very young, very, very talented, and whether that means they start out wanting to be presenters, as I did, and then moved into production because they realised that they were better at producing than they were presenting, then that's fine.
One piece of advice for any young presenter or any young person who wants to come into radio, what would it be?
Email everybody you ever meet at anything you ever go to, and also get good at what you do. I think those two things are two sides of the same coin. So if you're in student radio, build up your skills, actually be good at the job before you get given an opportunity. But on the other side of that coin, it's no good being the best producer you could ever be but have no roots into the industry. So email, because you need people to help you and give you an opportunity and give you a break. You know, the other side of that is, it's no good networking your way into an opportunity and then suck at your job. So you've got to have both of those things in equal proportions.
Thank you, Graham. I shall be emailing you after this.
Thank you. I'll be emailing you.
Could I just...